so I've asked her to share her testimony with us this morning.
早晨，我请她跟我分享她的见证。
She is on the ministry staff with the International House of Prayer from Kansas City.
她是在那里的国际祷告之家的服事的同工之一。
But she works specifically with the Luke 18 project, which is kind of their student extension, student arm of that ministry.
她特别，她的服事的重点是按照路加福音十八章中的教导。
But I wanted to share testimony because I do think it's a great reminder about how God is our Father.
我想请她来做见证，因为我觉得很重要，让我们更多的认识神是我们的父这件事。
Amen. It's good to remember our Father. Amen.
我们要纪念我们的父亲，不是吗？
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
还有父亲节快乐，在座的父亲们。
So, but Carol is going to be downstairs eating lunch. One of the things she looked forward to joining us today is that she could eat some good Chinese food.
她也很期待，等一下跟我们一起吃中饭，可以吃到好吃的中国菜。
So she will be downstairs after the meeting, and I want you guys to take advantage of getting to know her.
她等一下会跟我们一起用餐，所以我希望你们大家有机会认识她。
And she can share with you more about what she's doing in Kansas City, and if the Lord leads, how you could possibly support what she's doing there.
他可以跟你们分享他在堪萨斯城所做的这个工作啊，盼望若是你们有负担，可以更多的与他同工。
But before we get started, I want to introduce this morning's meeting with reflecting on a passage of scripture.
早晨在开始的时候，我想与你们分享几个经节。
Psalms 32 verses 8 and 9.
诗篇三十二篇八和九节。
Is really a verse that describes where most of us in the church are.
这个经节呢，非常适用于我们在教会中绝大多数的人。
We're either in verse 8,
因为我们不是在第八节呢，
or we're hanging out in verse 9.
我们就是在第九节。
Let me read the passage for you.
让我读一遍给你们听。
This is God's promise for us.
这是神向着我们的应许。
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
我要教导你，指示你当行的路。
This is the way the King James and the New King James put it.
这个是 King James 还有 New King James 的那个版本所说的。
I will guide you with my eye.
我要用我的眼睛引导你。
Verse 9. Do not be as the horse or the mule which have no understanding.
不要像那个无知的骡马
whose trapping include bit and bridle to hold them in check.
必须要用脚环配头勒住它
Otherwise, they will not come near to you.
不然就不能驯服
In these two verses,
在这两个经节里面
we get a picture of how most people are led.
我们有一点了解说大部分人是怎么样接受神的引导。
God just shares his heart with us.
在这里神把他的心意向我们显示。
And he speaks to each of us.
这个话是向着我们每一个人说的。
And says, I want to show you in the way that you should go.
意思就是说我要教导你你所当走的道路。
Amen. Amen. It's not God's will that we stumble around in the darkness, not knowing which way to go, left or right.
神的心意不是叫我们在黑暗中摸索，不知道该往左还是往右。
It is not God's will that we can be confused about what choice to make.
神的意思从来不要叫我们搞不清楚我当如何行。
It's not God's will that we depend upon ourselves and our own heart.To make our choices.
神的心从来是不需要我们自己靠着我们的心我们的智慧来寻找前面的路的。
God is a good father.
因为他是一位好的父亲。
God is our good father.
神是我们的好父亲。
And like a good father,
就像一个好父亲会做的。
He wants to show his children how they should go.
他会教导他的儿女所当行的道路不是吗？
He wants to show us what to do.
他要引导我们所当走的道路。
Now verse 8 says he's going to show us where to go.
在这里说我要教导你只是你当行的路。
By guiding us with his eye.
用他的眼睛来引导我们。
Now, I didn't fully appreciate that verse till I became a husband and a father.
你知道我对这一节的了解呢，要等到我做了丈夫、做了父亲之后，比较能够明白。
Husbands.
做丈夫的。
We got any husbands out there?
在座有做丈夫的吧？好几好几位。
You ever had your wife guide you with her eye?
Your wife guide you?
Yes.
Okay. 你的老婆有没有用她的眼睛引导你？
You know, maybe you're at dinner with friends and you start talking about something you shouldn't.
也许你和朋友们在一起吃饭，你讲着讲着就讲到不合适的话题。
And your precious wife,
你亲爱所宝贵的老婆，
she gives you the look.
就给你看了你一眼。
With one glance, you know I better be quiet, right?
就那一眼就知道你该住口了。
With one look, you understand I probably shouldn't be talking about.
就他看你那么一眼，你就知道也许我该换个话题了。
And it goes both ways, right?
这是相对的，不是吗？
Husband, sometimes you look at your wife and go,
有时候我们做丈夫的也会看我们老婆一眼，让她知道这个话不合适。
This is part of being a family.
这就是一个家该有的一个互动。
And then we get kids.
然后我们都有了小孩。
I remember I used to have this experience with Evan quite a bit.
我 Evan 从小到大就常常受我眼睛引导。
Evan would just be running to do something.
Evan 就是一头往前冲。
And at the last minute, he would turn back and look over his shoulder.
就在最后一秒的时候，他会回头看一下。
And we made eye contact.
然后我们就四目相对。
And with just one look.
这么一对呢。
No words spoken.
我不需要说一句话。
He understood if he had permission or you better not.
他马上就知道他可不可以继续往前，还是该回头了。
God wants to guide us with his eye just like a good father.
神是一个好父亲，他要用他的眼睛引导我们。
But in order to have that very intimate,
但为了有这样亲近的关系，
not verbal communication,
不需要用口头的话语来沟通，
you have to be beholding the face of your God.
那你必须与神常常是面对面的。
You have to take time every day,
每一天你要花时间来到他面前，
to look into the face of God.
你要看到神的面目。
Amen?
Amen.
So intimate.
那么的亲近。
Without a word being spoken,
甚至不需要话语的沟通，
you know,
你就知道
what's in the heart of your father.
父神心里的感觉是什么？
For some of you, what I have just described is a very foreign thing.
有些也许在座的人会觉得我所描述的是对你很陌生的事情。
Verse 9 is plan B for your life.
所以就有第九节的存在。
Verse 8 is plan A.
B 计划。刚才那一个用眼睛引导是 A 计划。
Verse 8 is the preferred way of doing it.
这是神所喜悦的计划。
Verse 9 describes how many, many other people do it.
第九节常常是我们很多人接受引导的方式。
Because they don't have an intimate, close relationship with God as their father.
因为我们跟父神没有那么亲近的关系。
They relate to pressure.
我们呢就对于这个压力比较容易有反应，
rather than his presence.
而对神的同在比较不敏感。
Now horse or mule,
像马或者驴，
they know to turn right or to turn left.
他怎么知道走一走要往右或往左呢？
Because they have a cold piece of steel in their mouth called a bit.
因为他们嘴里有一个嚼环，是一个很冰冷的一个铁片，金属。
As the rider pulls the rein,
当骑在马上的人拉一下，
It doesn't damage the horse.
这个拉力并不会伤害到这匹马。
But it brings pressure and pain to the inside of the horse's mouth.
但是却在他的嘴里面产生压力和痛苦。
And lets him know to turn this way or turn that way or to stop.
所以他才知道哦，现在该转左转右或者停下来。
Or if all the pressure is relieved and he loosens the reins,
当所有压力都没有的时候，他就可以往前走。
The horse knows he can run.
他就可以往前跑。
Most Christians inside the church,
常常许多在神家里的基督徒，
do not relate to the intimate presence of the Father.
对于神他自己亲近的同在比较没有敏感。
They have a relationship with pressure.
但是他们对于从神来的压力是很有概念。
God's crying out, don't go that way, don't go that way, don't go that way.
神大声地叫做，不要往那里去，不要走那个道路。
And they're just, You know, hand, fingers and ears going their own way.
但是他们好像把手指头塞在耳朵里，仍然走那条路。
And because God loves us so much,
但是因为神这么爱我们，
He brings pressure to their life.
他就把压力临到我们。
And lets them know they're not supposed to be going that way.
所以我们才明白说，哦，这条路是不可走的。
Amen.
Amen.
Or God invites them into some freedom, a good experience.
神邀请我们进入一些自由，一些好的经历。
And so the only way they figure that out.
他们能够明白这件事的办法呢？
Because they're not talking to God.
因为他们跟神没有亲密的沟通。
Is he has to shut every other door.
搞到神必须把所有其他的门路关上。
He brings pressure in all these areas.
在所有其他的选择上都有压力。
So they understand his will.
所以我们才稍微明白说，哦，这一条路是主的旨意。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
你们明白我的意思吗？
God doesn't want it to be that way.
但是神的心不喜欢这样。
God wants to father you, all of us.
神愿意做我们众人的父。
In such a personal way.
有一个非常亲密的关系。
You know one of my favorite things about God?
你知道我最喜欢神是什么事？
Is he knows my name.
就是神知道我的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
So often he doesn't have to tell me anything.
很多时候神不需要对我说什么。
He just says my name.
他只要叫我的名字。
And as he says my name, I know I'm loved.
他一叫我名字的时候，我就知道我是被他所爱的。
I know it's going to be okay.
我知道一切都会没事的。
Amen.
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 There are two parts of God's heart as Father.
神的心呢，作为一个父神的心有两种，两部分。
A father is an authority. Amen.
一面他是有权威的。
A father is put into the life of the family, into the lives of his children.
神这位有权威的神是在我们的生命里面。
To instruct them where to go and where not to go.
来教导我们什么路可走，什么路不可走。
And in order to, a child must submit.
一个孩子必须顺服。
We don't like that word, do we, sometimes?
我们大不太喜欢顺服这个字眼。
We must submit and surrender our will.To the leadership of the Father.
我们必须降服我们的意志，然后完全顺服在父的权柄之下。
That authority is connected to the affection and the love and compassion of the Father.
这个父的权威是跟父极大的爱是相连的。
And sometimes we run from the authority of the Father.
很多时候我们想到权威我们就跑。
And we cheat ourselves.From the affection of the Father.
然后我们就欺骗自己说，哦，神是爱的。
The same arms that instruct you in the way that you should go.
你知道那个指示你当走道路的手臂。
Get this.
要听清楚哦。
Are the same arms that embrace you and hold you close.
是那个拥抱你靠近他胸怀的同样的手臂。
Did you hear me?
你们听见了吗？
The same arms that instruct you and push you in the right way to go.
那个管教你引导你走在对的道路上的那个双臂。
Are the same arms that hold you close.
是那个紧紧拥抱你的双臂。
And there are some in the church.
在教会里有一些人。
Who are running from the instructive direction of God, the arms of God over here.
常常逃离神引导的那个手臂。
And so they don't have the embrace of God over here.
以至于呢，他们没有办法享受神爱的膀臂。
Amen. You do not get one without the other.
你不可能有这一膀臂，没有那个膀臂。
So I want my friend Carol. Carol, why don't you come on up here?
现在我邀请我们的 Carol 姊妹。
This is my friend Carol Tran. You guys will love her. She's an awesome lady, woman of God. And there's your little mic. And I want her just to share your story because I believe it really demonstrates what I just tried to share, introduce this, okay?Please give her your attention.
请听她的分享。我相信她所分享的与我刚才交通的内容是互相呼应的。
大家好。
Hi, everybody.
我叫 Carol.
My name's Carol.
That's all the Chinese I know.
她的国语程度就到此为止。
But 我可以说广东话。
我听不懂广东话。She can speak Cantonese, which I don't understand.
So we'll use English.
Okay,
English.
Sounds good.
It's so good to be with you guys.
很高兴早晨与大家同在。
I've gotten to know Pastor David for the last 5 years.
我认识史密斯牧师大概从5年前开始。
And he is a father of fathers.
他是一个父亲的父亲。
And so I am so honored to be here.
我很荣幸站在这里。
I got saved at a Chinese church in Boston.
我在波士顿的一个中国教会得救的。
It was much like this, where there were two congregations.
就好像你们的教会一样，有两群的会众。
A Mandarin, a Cantonese.
讲中文或粤语。
And actually an English congregation.
还有英文。
So I got saved.
So you got three?
Three, sorry, yeah.
三种，中文的、粤语的，还有英文的。
So I got saved within just going to youth group in the English congregation.
我是在英文组的青年聚会得救的。
So if it's okay, I just wanted to share a bit of my story with you guys.
早晨我想跟你们分享一下我个人的故事。
As you'll understand later, but Father's Day is so special to me, and it's really a kiss from the Lord that I'm here on Father's Day.
你们一会儿就了解为什么父亲节对我这么有意义。
So my parents were both immigrants.
我父母是移民。
They're Chinese.
他们是中国人。
But they were born in Vietnam.
是在越南出生的华侨。
And so in the 70s, right before the war,
在1970年就是越战之前。
They fled Vietnam and got to the United States.
他们逃离了越南来到了美国。
And they didn't meet in Vietnam, but they met in Boston.
他们是在波士顿相遇的。
And I'm the oldest of two and have two younger brothers.
我有两个小的弟弟，所以我是家里最大的孩子。
So growing up, there was really not much religion in the home.
在家我们从小是没有宗教信仰的。
If anything, being Chinese, my parents were more culturally Buddhist, I would think.
事实上中国的文化我们比较倾向于佛家的思想。
And so I grew up going to the temple with them on occasion.
所以从小我偶尔会跟父母到庙里去。
But I had an aunt and an uncle that were Christians.
我有一个舅舅跟舅妈他们是基督徒。
And they would always invite us to church.
他们总是邀请我们到教会去。
And we barely went.
我们很少去。
And so during the high school years,
当我在高中的时候
I went through a super rebellious stage.
我经历一个非常超级强烈的背叛期。
You know, my parents were typical Chinese parents.
我的父母是非常经典的中国父母。
And for me, I just wanted freedom.
对我来说，我只要自由。
I wanted to hang out like all the rest of my friends could.
我想一天到晚就跟我朋友们在一起。
I wanted to go to the movies.
我要去看电影。
I wanted to talk on the phone.
我要打电话。
But they wouldn't let me.
但是他们不让我这样做。
And so I will say, leading up to the rebellion.
我想怎么样造成我的背叛呢？
Looking back now, I have understanding, but I didn't know it then.
现在我回头看，我知道为什么那时候那么背叛，但是当时我当然不知道。
But I remember in seventh grade.
我记得我七年级的时候。
That was the first time I heard a boy say, "Carol, you're pretty."
第一次我听到男孩子称赞我说 ，Carol， 你好漂亮。
And I never heard that from my dad.
我爸爸从来没有这样子对我说过。
And so I remember in my heart how that made me feel something.
我还记得当时那个心中的感受是什么。
And so that kind of started a journey of just wanting, feeling affirmed, by how guys saw me.
我就开始了一段期间的变成我很在意男孩子怎么看我。
So high school, I started having boyfriends without my parents knowing.
所以我父母不知情的状况下呢，我在高中就开始有男朋友了。
And around my freshman sophomore year, I run away from home.
等到我高九年级、十年级的时候，我就离家出走 high school.
Pack my bags, wrote my mom a note. Mom, I'll see you later.
我就装了一个行李袋的衣服，然后留了一个条子给我妈妈说以后见。
And so I was gone for a few days. The police were looking for me.
我一走就好几天，警察就开始找我。
After a few days, you know, the police found me, and I had to go to court.
几天之后，警察找到我了，我得去出庭。
And because there was a missing person.
因为因为我成为那个失踪的人。
And so in my rebellion, still though.
但是呢，我还是很叛逆。
I'm like, Mom, I don't want to go home.
我不想回家。
Send me to a foster care.
你送我到那种寄养家去吧。
And so my parents take me back home.
但是我母亲父母总是把我带回家。
And it's not long after I do it again.
但是不久之后呢，我又叛逆，又离家出走。
Same thing happens. I'm gone. The cops find me. We go to court.
一样的，我出走，警察找到我，我去出庭，消除这个案子。
But this time, my mom and my dad felt like, Carol, this is not good for you.
到一个地步，我父母深深觉得这样对我何等的不好。
So they arranged for me to go to Virginia to live with my aunt and uncle.
所以呢，他就把我送到在维吉尼亚州的舅舅舅妈家去。
They just wanted me to get away from my group of friends.
因为他们不希望我再跟我的朋友们在一起。
So I go there during my second year of high school.
所以我在十年级的时候到了 Virginia.
I am finishing my sophomore year.
那时候我正在完成十年级的学业。
And in that time, my dad flies. I'm from Boston.
那时候我父亲会从波士顿飞来。
And at that time, my dad flies from Boston to California.
哦，去加州，从波士顿飞到加州去。
Because his mom lived here and his mom was sick.
因为那时候啊，他的母亲生病了，他住在加州。
And the second night in California,
到了加州的第二个晚上,
my dad has a heart attack and he passes away.
我父亲心脏病发就过世了。
It was a complete shock to my family.
对我们整个家来说是极大的震惊。
Two days ago was my parents' wedding anniversary.
就在那之前的两天是我父母的结婚纪念日。
And my dad...said, it's okay, we'll celebrate when I come back.
我父亲对我母亲说，没关系，我回来之后我们再庆祝吧。
And I think it still pains my mom that he never came back.
对我母亲心里是永远的痛，因为父亲就没有回来了。
So in that season, I moved back from Virginia to Boston to be with my family.
所以就在那个期间，我又搬回了在波士顿的家。
And my mom became a widow of three kids.
我母亲成为了有三个孩子的寡妇。
My dad was 48 when he passed.
我父亲走的时候是48岁。
And I was 16 at the time. My youngest brother was 12. The middle child was 14.
我那个时候我16岁，我两个弟弟是14跟12岁。
So in that time, my mom really became Buddhist.
就在那个时候，我觉得我母亲就因此成为一个佛教徒。
Because it brought her comfort and it brought her peace.
因为她觉得佛教给她安慰和平安。
And so I think she didn't know what to do with her kids and how to help us.
她也不知道如何照顾我们或帮助我们。
So she talks to us and she gives us a choice.
所以她就跟我们说，也给我们一个选择。
She said, either you come to the temple with me.
你们要不来就跟我到庙寺里去，寺庙里去。
Or you go to a church.
或者呢，你们就到教堂去。
And all three of us chose church because it seemed more normal.
我们三个孩子都决定选择教会，因为对我们来说，那好像比较自然的选择。
And so that's how we found ourselves at a Chinese church.
那就是为什么我们到了中国人的教会去。
And within a year, all three, me and my two brothers get saved.
一年之内，我们三个人都蒙恩得救了。
And so for me, it happens my senior year of high school.
在我12年级的时候。
And shortly after that, I go off to college.
我就蒙恩得救了，然后我就去上大学。
And in college, I really wanted the Lord. I wanted to follow Jesus in college.
在我大学的时候，我真的很想而有羡慕要跟随耶稣。
But I just didn't know what that looked like or how to do it.
但是我就是不知道这到底是什么意思，然后怎么做。
And so right away, I became friends with people who partied.
很快的我就交出了朋友，那些爱玩乐的朋友。
And I would go out and drink on Saturday and try to go to church on Sunday.
礼拜六我跟他们出去玩，然后喝酒，然后礼拜天还挣扎的要来教会。
And neither really satisfied in that season.
不管我怎么做，我的心里都没有满足。
And so it was kind of a cycle all 4 years in college.
这大学的四年里面，这好像就是一个我的生活的循环。
Where I still had boyfriends.
我还是有男朋友。
I would go out with my friends.
我跟朋友们出去。
Would feel the emptiness.
我感觉到了虚空。
And try church again.
我就试着我去教会吧。
But I just didn't have a deep foundation in the Lord.
但是因为我跟主没有一个真实的关系和根基。
And so it's my last year of college.
到了我大学最后一年的时候。
The cycle has continued for 4 years.
这样子的生活的状态经历了四年，到我大四了。
And a month before graduating college.
在我毕业的前一个月。
I'm dating an atheist at the time.
我那时候交往的对象是一个无神论者。
And one night I found out I'm pregnant.
然后我发现我怀孕了。
My first thought was.
我第一个意念就是。
My mom's gonna kill me.
我妈会杀了我。
But my second thought was,
我第二个想法。
God, I surrender.
说神啊，我把我自己降服给你。
I can't do this on my own.
我没有办法一个人解决这个问题。
I don't choose well on my own.
因为我自己不会选择做智慧的正确的选择。
And in that moment, I remember it's like peace comes into the room.
当我这样的祷告降服自己的时候，我突然感觉到一个平安进到了我的房间。
And I fell asleep.
然后我能够睡觉。
And so that was my first, really the beginning of walking really with the Lord.
这可以说我与神同行的开始。
And you know, it wasn't easy at first. I go ahead.
刚开始的时候实在是不容易。
I had told the guy, and at first, you know, he said he'll support me, whatever I decide.
我告诉我那时候的男朋友，他说他会支持我，不论我做什么决定。
But the next day, you should get an abortion.
但是第二天他却跟我说，你应该去堕胎。
And so after about 2 weeks of him going back and forth,
大概有两周之久，我们反反复复的。
He just decided he can't do it.
到一个地步，他说我没有办法承担这样的事。
And honestly, that helped me.
Can I abort or can I do the relationship?
I can't do the relationship.
他觉得跟我的关系他没有办法继续了。
And so when he chose not to be involved, that really helped me.
当他决定不再参与这件事的时候，其实对我是一个帮助。
Because something in me knew I was going to have this baby.
因为在我里面我知道我要把这个孩子生下来。
If it wasn't for the fear of my mom killing me.
若不是我惧怕我母亲会杀了我。
Or the fear of what people would think.
或者在意别人的想法。
I'd have this baby.
我当然是没有问题把孩子生下来。
So something in me knew.
所以在我心的深处我是知道的。
That though I was living in sin.
虽然我是活在罪恶的里面。
That this was the hand of the Lord.
这是神的手在我身上。
And so my son's here, he's 10 now.
我宝贝的儿子在这里他十岁了。
If you see me, he's right there. And it's been a beautiful journey of how his birth has really brought me back to the Lord.
他的诞生真的是让我开始了与神同行美丽的旅程。
And you know, my mom. When I told my mom, I'll give you that story. When I told my mom.
当我告诉我母亲我怀孕的事的时候。
Of course, she was so upset with me.
当然，她是非常的沮丧。
She didn't kill me.
但是她没有杀了我。
And you know, at first it was hard. She thought I shouldn't have the baby either.
当然，一开始的时候，她也会觉得对我来说太难了，我应该要堕胎。
She thought I was ruining my life.
但她而且她觉得我是在毁了自己的生活。
But then the next day.
但是到第二天呢
？She'd say to me, "Carol, eat bananas. They're good for the baby."
第二天，她看到我吃饭，她说吃香蕉，因为对 baby 是好的。
And so she loves being a grandmother.
她很高兴能够成为 grandma.
And I've seen how the Lord has used my son in bringing reconciliation in our relationship.
我也看到借着我的儿子，我与我们的母亲关系越来越好。
And the Lord, when she was 60, she came out to visit me in Kansas City.
当我妈妈60岁的时候，她来 Kansas City 拜访我。
And she got saved.
他就在那里得救了。
I never thought I'd see the day.
我永远没有想到有这么一天。
And so on her own, my mom used to have idols all over her house.
你知道我母亲以前是拜佛的，所以家里有很多的偶像。
When we would visit, Jeremy at like a young age would hide them.
That's Jeremy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
当我去看我母亲的时候呢，我都会 hide who, hide him or
the idols. Okay.
Your mom does?
My son would hide the idols.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In your mom's house?
Uh-huh.
我们去看我母亲的时候，我的小儿子呢就会把我妈妈家里的偶像藏起来。
But after a year.
一年之后呢
？She willfully, without me asking.
她我的母亲会自动的。
She took them all down herself.
会把所有的偶像拿下来。
And so when Jeremy was about 3, we moved out to Kansas City.
当 Jeremy 三岁的时候，我们离开 Kansas City.
To work for the International House of Prayer.
去那个国际祷告之家。
And something that I have, oh sorry, something that I've always contended for.
这是我一直想要做的事。
Is that God, if you're a father.
就是说父啊，神啊，你是我的父。
Make it real.
请你显为真实。
Make it real to me, but make it real to my son.
不仅你显为真实，像我显为真实的父，像我的儿子也一样显为真实。
That if you're really a father,
显明你真是我们的父亲。
Neither of us should feel fatherless.
若是这样，我们两个都不应该觉得我们是没有父亲的孤儿。
And that's just been my heart's cry for both in my life and also for my son's life.
这是我向着神一直有的呼求，为着我自己，也为着我的孩子。
I remember when Jeremy was 3 years old.
我记得他三岁的时候,
he asked me for the first time.
他第一次问我这个问题,
Mom, where's my daddy?
妈妈,我的爸爸在哪里?
And I was not prepared for that question.
我当时没有预备好回答这样的问题。
And so I just, I don't remember what I said.
我甚至不记得我怎么回答的。
I just tried not to cry.
我只是想办法不要哭。
And I just ran to the Lord.
我就来到主的面前。
And I said, God, send a husband.
我说神啊, 给我一个丈夫。
And I remember the Lord so clearly spoke to me that day.
那一天我很清楚神对我说话。
And she said, Carol, a husband's going to come.
她说, Carol, 你的丈夫就要来了。
But he's not coming right now.
但是不是现在。
What you need right now
你现在所需要的
is wisdom.
是智慧。
So I changed my prayer to God, give me wisdom.
所以我就改变我的祷告, 我说神啊, 请你给我智慧。
And so a couple nights later, my son asked me the same question.
2天之后, 我的儿子又问我一样的问题。
And this time, I just felt the Holy Spirit speak through me.
这一次我就觉得圣灵是借着我说话。
At that time, we used to bake a lot.
那个时候我们常常在家里烤糕点。
And all of a sudden, I started saying,
突然我就跟他说,
You know, when we bake, Jeremy, we can't let things bake for too long.
我说我们烤东西时候不能烤过时候, 对吧?
Because they'll burn.
因为会烤焦。
But you can't take it out too early because it won't be done.
但是你也不能太早从烤箱里拿出来, 因为还没好。
But you let things bake for the right amount of time.
所以你就让食物在烤箱里有足够的时间。
And I said to him, Jeremy, your dad's going to come at the right time.
所以你的爸爸也是在时间到的时候就会出现了。
And I saw how that brought my 3-year-old peace.
我看到这样的回答真的给我三岁的孩子平安。
And I knew in that moment that if God's really a father,
当时我就知道神如果真是我们的父,
that we won't feel fatherless.
我们就不会觉得是无父的孤儿。
And so he was 3 then.
他那时候是3岁。
He's 10 now.
他现在是10岁。
And I just got engaged.
我刚刚订婚。
So the oven's ready.
The oven's ready. But I just wanted to share a part because I really believe it's not full redemption until the Lord restores.
我相信直到神完全恢复之前还不是一个完整的救赎。
And so, though I have made terrible choices,
虽然我一路上做了这么多错误的选择,
at the end of the day, the Lord is good.
但是一天末了的时候, 你真正知道我们的神是美善的。
And He's really a better leader than we are at following.
他是一个这么好的引导者, 胜过我们自己。
The guy I'm engaged to, he had no idea the meaning of this week for me.
我所订婚的对我的未婚夫 他完全不了解这个周末对我的意义。
So I just wanted to give you the story.
所以我就告诉你们这个故事。
This past Monday was the anniversary of my dad's passing.
因为过去的这个星期一是我父亲的逝世的纪念日。
It's been 17 years.
他过世已经17年了。
And like I said, he died in California.
他是在加州过世的。
And so 20 years ago, our last family trip was to Universal Studios.
我们全家在20年之前一起到了那个 Universal Studio, 环球影城,环球影城,对。
And I totally forgot about that trip.
你知道我都忘了这件事情了。
This past Monday, I found myself at Universal Studio.
但是呢,这个月呢,我就来到了环球影城。
With my son.
跟着我的,带着我的孩子,
and the guy I was about to be engaged to.
带着我的未婚夫,
and there was just this sense of the Lord has seen it all.
我就有深深的感受, 觉得说神实在看见了这一切。
He saw that 20 years ago,
20年前,
when I went there for the first time,
我所第一次的遭遇,
He saw that I'd lose my dad one day.
他也看到中间有一天我会失去我的父亲。
He saw that I'd have a child out of wedlock.
他也看到有一天我未婚而孕。
But he also saw the promise of a father.
他也看见他向着我做父亲的应许。
So this past week, where California used to represent loss to me,
过去加州对我来说是一个我损失的地方。
It came as a complete surprise.
但是却成为一个何等的惊讶。
That from this land,
在这样同样的土地上
The Lord is bringing a husband and a dad.
神给了我一个丈夫也给我了一个父亲
So if it's great, I wanted to share a bit from Luke 15 with you guys.
所以我想跟你们分享一个经节在路加福音十五章
We all know this story. It's the story of the prodigal son.
我们都认识的这是浪子回家的故事
And we know he asked his dad for his inheritance.
你知道他跟父他的父要求那个家产
He goes off and squanders it.
然后他就出去流荡，全部花光了。
And then something gets a hold of him.
但是呢，在他流浪的路上，他突然醒悟过来。
And he wants to come back to the house.
他要决定回家。
And I just want to pick up from verse 19.
我要分享的是第十九节。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
So verse 20, so he got up and went to his father.
二十节说到，于是起来往他父亲那里去。
If there was a Chinese unsaved Bible.
Unsaved?
Yeah. If there was a in the Chinese unsaved version.
Unsaved?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like in the Chinese not believer version.
Oh, 如果一个中国不信主的中国人，他如果有他们有他们的圣经的话。
Do you know how this story would continue?
你知道中国人写这个故事要怎么写
The son would come back.
他会说我要回到我父亲那里。
The family wouldn't want him.
那这个家大概是不会要他的。
The family says, fine, well, you can work for us.
或者父母会说好吧你这个浪子回来你可以做雇工。
He would work for years and years.
他会做工很多年。
To earn the family's approval again.
他必须要赢回这个家中对他的信任。
To earn the family's affection.
赢回这个家中对他的爱。
And earn the family's trust.
赢回他们的信任。
And after many years of doing it.
那他要这样子做好多好多年。
The family finally trusts him again.
终于有一天这个家决定可以再信相信他了
and makes him a son again.
让他再成为这个家的儿子
But there's always a stigma around this son.
但是呢在儿子的心中永远是有一个这种负面的感觉
So that's the Chinese unsaved version.
这是传统中国文化会写出来的浪子故事
If it was a TVB drama.
如果是电视上的电视剧呢
That's how the story would go.
大概就是这样子这剧情大概就会这样子
And in that story,
在那个故事里面
the son would be the hero.
这个儿子回来他会成为一个英雄
Because he earned their trust again.
因为呢他经过努力终于赢得家人的信任
And he earned his way back to approval.
然后经过的努力他渐渐地得着家人的许可。
But I'm so glad that the gospel is not the Chinese unsaved version.
我真高兴圣经上福音不是这样子的。
I just want to read, this is the gospel, this is how God responds to us.
这就是福音这是神向我们的反应。
But while he was still a long way off,
当他还在很远的地方的时候
his father saw him,
他的父亲远远看见
and was filled with compassion for him.
就动了慈心
he ran to his son,
就跑去
threw his arms around him,
抱着他的颈项
and kissed him.
连连与他亲嘴
Sometimes when we mess up,
有的时候我们做错事的时候
we think thatWe have to earn our way back again.
我们觉得我们得做一点什么，我们得努力一点才能够回到神面前。
That God's going to punish us.
因为神呢会罚我们的。
And I totally believe there's loss and consequences to our sins.
我完全相信罪有它的结果和带来损失。
But the Lord responds to us with compassion.
但是神向我们的反应是满了慈心。
That though there is loss,
是的，我们会有损失。
He responds in kindness.
但是他是用他的恩慈来回应我们。
I think in our human wisdom, we want to believe that once we sin, we're done for.
在我们的人类所有的智慧里，觉得说今天我犯了错，我就完了。
It's hard to believe that the Lord still restores and redeems.
很难想象神还愿意恢复我们，并且救赎我们。
And that he loves to write a new story.
他喜欢重写这个故事。
Growing up, my parents always used fear to motivate me.
在我长大的过程中，我的父母常常是用惧怕来鞭策我。
Even when Jeremy was a baby.
在我的 Jeremy 还是 baby 的时候。
My mom would say, Jeremy, don't do that or the cops are coming.
啊，我妈妈都会说，不要做这个事，不然警察会来抓你。
And when you're two, it works.
当你两岁的时候，这样子的恐吓是可以的。
But I just love, I think how God doesn't motivate us with fear.
但是我感谢主，神不是用惧怕来策动我们。
He doesn't get us to choose the right thing.
他不是要我们选择做对的事。
By saying, if you do that, I won't love you.
他不会说恐吓我们说，你如果做这件事，我就不爱你，用这种方式来策动我们。
He's the God that will love us if we mess up.
他是一位即使我们犯错仍然会爱我们的神。
I don't think we know what to do with love like that.
你知道有时候我觉得我们不知道对这样的爱如何来回应。
And so on this Father's Day,
在今天父亲节，
I just wanted to encourage us all, myself included.
我要鼓励在座的每一位包括我自己在内。
That he loves to forgive.
知道神喜欢赦免。
He loves to restore and redeem and give you a better story.
神愿意恢复并且赎回你所失去的，然后给你一个更好的人生的故事。
That the father in Luke 15.
就像在路加福音十五章里面的父亲一样。
That's his heart when we mess up.
当我们做错事的时候，我们的父向着我们就是这个反应。
We're not too far gone from a second chance.
我们离第二次的机会并不远。
So I wanted to thank you guys for having me here.
谢谢你们让我早晨与你们分享我的故事。
I'll invite David back up.
那我把时间还给 David。
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to hear God's story.In our life, amen.
很实在，很喜欢听到神在我们生命里的故事，阿门吗
？You know, I think there are some here that are been. Maybe you feel your heart being drawn away into things that are not the best choice for your life.
在座也许我们有人会觉得我们的心被不讨神喜悦的事物所吸引。
And so Carol's story is a reminder.
Carol 他的见证呢，对我们是很好的提醒。
That God knows best, amen.
就是神知道什么是最好。
When God desires to lead us and direct us,
当神要引导我们的时候
，It's not for the sake of just controlling us.
神不是要控制我们。
It's for love's sake. It's the best way, amen.
而是出于他的爱，知道什么对我们最好。
God wants to lead you in the way you should go.
神要按照我们说当行的道路来引导我们。
That brings life.
因为在这条道路上有生命。
Amen.
Amen.
And the wages of sin.
因为罪的工价是什么
？Are death.
是死。
Not only in the next life, but in this life.
我们不是讲到。下一个生命，乃是说在今生。
What do I mean by that? I mean it brings stress and fear and pressure and worry.
这个死是什么意思？是带来压力，带来下沉，带来问题。
And it brings
带来恐惧。
Other obstacles in our life.
成为我们人生道路上许多的障碍。
God doesn't want us to go through hard things. That's not His will.
因为在神的心里，不是叫我们要蒙灾祸。
So for some of the young people in this room,
在座有许多的年轻人
that are being pulled away, tempted to make choices that you know are not God's will.
常常被吸引，被试探，让我们要做一个决定，我们深知这不是神的心意。
Trust in the Father's direction.
我们要学习信靠在父的引导里边。
Trust Him.
相信他。
Even when you don't understand.
即使你不明白为什么
，Why he would ask you, you know, where you feel like you're missing out, maybe.
你觉得我若是顺服这条路，我就失去了什么
？And there's others in this room.
或者在座有其他的人。
And maybe you have, to one degree or another, made some bad choices.
或多或少，你曾经做过错误的决定。
But just, you know, God wants the best for you.
但是要知道, 神希望对你的是最好的。
God is a restorer, a redeemer.
Amen? 神是那位恢复者, 祂是那位救赎者。
And even Carol's story is a wonderful reminder that He can even take some of our broken things.
像Carol刚才所分享的, 神甚至可以把我们生命中破碎的部分,
even challenging things,
具有挑战性的部分,
and then turn them into something that's beautiful. Amen?
把它改变成为美丽的事物,
Amen? You know what, I thought you were going to say, Carol, but it, you know, in the B version of the movie, the son is the hero. Amen?
他刚才说那个如果把这个浪子的故事拍成电影,
but in the gospel version,
这个浪子可以成为英雄, 但是在福音里面,
the father is the hero. Amen? The father is the one that loves. The father is the one that brings the son right back in. Amen? And the only one in that story that missed out on the party was the older brother that couldn't forgive.
是那个长子, 他不能原谅他的弟弟。
Amen?
Amen.
So I believe that God does want to demonstrate some of His love towards some of you this morning.
我深深相信神早晨还要把他的爱来向我们显明。
So whether it's what your need is for a father's love, maybe you haven't had a relationship with your father that is quite like you would like it to be.
也许你和父神的关系不是那么亲近，不是一个该有的情形。
Amen. Like Carol told us the story about a father that was taken away too early. But God demonstrated that He was her father. Or if you just need a spiritual father. You've never had a relationship with God that way. I want to invite you to come down and receive some ministry. Again, the leadership, the authority of God goes together with the compassion of God.
记得神的权威,神的领导的地位是跟神的爱并行的。
Some of you are running from the authority of God.
很多时候我们逃离,想要逃离神的权柄。
And you're cheating yourself out of the thing your heart longs for, the compassion of God.
我们却还自欺欺人说,我相信神是爱我的。
So I think part of the invitation this day is calling you back to submit to God as your Father.
今天神要呼召你回来说, 接纳我, 知道我是你的父。
Hey, Cherish, come here. And you guys, why don't you play that one song that we played earlier today? Amen?
Amen.
Do you need a Father's love this morning?
早晨谁切慕或渴慕父亲的爱?
We know we can pray for people and they receive spiritual salvation.
我们为人祷告,
we know that we can pray for people and they will receive physical healing for their bodies.
我们为人祷告,
did you know we also can pray for people and their broken hearts can be healed by the Father's love? Amen?
但是你们知道, 我们也可以为你祷告, 让你破碎的心, 让天父来把它契合。
So, for whatever your circumstances are, whatever you're going through, if you need more of the Father's love, please come down here, and there will be those that will pray with you. Amen?
无论你的光景是什么, 你的需要是什么, 只要你渴慕这位天父, 你都可以到前面来。
You might be a widow, you might be a woman that feels all alone. You need a husband in your life, a father's love. Amen?
你也许很孤单,很寂寞, 你需要有一个丈夫, 需要有一个天父围绕你。
You may not have a natural father. You need a father's love.
你的深深的父也许不在你身边, 你需要天父的爱。
Amen. Stand with me, please.
我请大家站起来好吗?
Thank you, God. Let's just pray a little bit together and invite God to come.
让我们一起站着祷告,
thank you, God. We just ask you to come right now, Jesus.
谢谢你神啊,
we ask you to come, Father.
来到我们当中,
God, you see the needs that are in this room.
父啊, 你看见在座许多人的需要,
God, you see the young people that are trying to run from you, God.
你看到少年人要逃离你的面,
You see those that have made perhaps bad choices.
你看到我们所做错误的抉择。
They've made mistakes.
我们犯错。
But they need the Father's kiss. They need to be welcomed back.
他们需要你的温暖的怀抱，需要你的亲吻。
God, we just take authority over the strongholds of shame.
主啊，我们就奉主的名毁坏那个叫我们觉得羞耻的那个坚固营垒。
That would separate us from your love.
我们除去一切拦阻我们与你的爱的。
In Jesus' name, we just rebuke the power of shame and not forgiving.Receiving your forgiveness, God.
我们奉主的名斥责一切叫我们觉得因罪带来的羞耻，以至于我们不能回到你面前的惧怕。
God, we stand against every stronghold of pride that would keep us from admitting our need for you.
我们也奉主的名拆毁一切我们里面骄傲坚固的营垒，让我们不能回到你面前。
God, for every lonely heart that needs to be comforted here, God, we pray.
主，我们祷告所有孤独的心，主啊，能够得到安慰。
In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you need to receive the Father's love this morning, don't hesitate. Just come right up here and there'll be somebody to pray with you.
你若渴慕得到父的爱，请你不要胆怯，请你就到前面来，让我们为你祷告。
We love you, God. Oh, we love you, God. Maybe you're going through something, a struggle, a challenge that you've never faced before, and you feel all by yourself.
若是你正在经过一个艰难的环境，是你以前没有经过的。
You need the Father's comfort and encouragement.
你需要父的安慰，父的鼓励，父的引导的，也可以到前面来。
Now, as people come up here to pray, if some of you rest of you guys just come alongside and put your arm around them.
若是我们的弟兄姊妹到了前面，我们邀请其他的弟兄姊妹来为他们祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, we love you, God.Up here and pray with some of these, Vicky. You can join some too. Oh God, Beatrice, why don't you come and pray for some of these that are here? Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. If you've never had a father in your life,
若是在你的生命里，你觉得你从来没有父亲。
You've always been hungry for somebody to show you, help you how to do the next thing.
你常切慕有人指导你，引导你。
Just come forward and someone
will pray. 你就来到父这里。
Oh God. Jasper, why don't you come up here and let us pray with you? Oh, God.